We are up to Simin Pei Aleph in Hilchos Kriya Shma. We're still in the parsha of Vayomach Anecha Kadosh, which is the Isser of saying Shma or davening, learning in front of or within four Amis of Tzoa. So the Mechaber begins, Katan Shehigia Lechlal, Sha'achar Kayotzebo Yochol Lechol Kazayis Dogon, B'chdei Sheyuchal Godol Lechol Achilles Pras, Marchikin Mitzoaso Mimeme Raglov. The Mechaber is dealing with the question of at what age is one's tzoa considered tzoas adam? So the halachi is that a child that is in a position where a child like him would be able to eat a kazayis of grain within the amount of time that a gadol eats a pras which is either 6 or 8 kazayisim, he is considered a gadol, and we get all the halachas of his tzoa and meiraglayim of four amis anywhere, and you cannot be in view of it. Now, the halacha is as follows. If you're talking about a child that is 6 or 7 years old, it doesn't make a difference what his diet is like or what his digestive system is like. He is considered a gadol. When you're dealing with an infant, you're dealing with one who was a lot younger, the halacha is that if his physical state is such, both on the basis of how big he is, as well as how healthy he is, if his state is such that any child in his situation would be able to eat a kazayis of grain within Achilles Pras, so the halacha is that he is considered a gadol where his tzoa requires dalat amis and not seeing it. And the same thing for the meiraglayim. Whereas, if this child is, is frail, he's not especially healthy, his digestive system is not well developed, he couldn't possibly eat a kazayis dagan bechdei achilas pras, the halacha is that one does not have to distance himself away from his tzoa. That is the ikar adin of the mechaber. Now, first of all, what if this child just never eats grain? The mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is that we're not interested in his particular diet. Meaning, even if he is a child that does not eat grain, the Mechaber is going to hold that once he's reached the age and strength whereby he could eat a kazayis dagan bechdei achilas pras, even though he didn't eat it, his tzoa still has all the characteristics of a gadol. Whereas there are achronim that learn that it is actually the dagan itself, it is the grain that causes for the tzoa to be more repulsive, to have a stronger odor. And as a result of that, they say that if you know that this child just doesn't eat dagan or has not eaten dagan in a while, then his tzoa does not require distancing itself from it. Now, the Mishnah Brura ends up being machmir. In the case of where it was done b'di'eved, where someone already davened in front of the tzoa of a child that did not eat grain, but is old enough to eat grain, the Mishnah Brura came out saying that he should not daven again, but Krishma he should say over again. In the case of his meiraglayim, since that is only a drabanan, remember, we had learned that midaraisa, it is only when it is leaving the body that it is considered tzoa. Midrabanan, it's even after it settles. Since that is a drabanan, relying on the idea that this child doesn't eat dagan or hasn't eaten dagan may be sufficient. But with regard to the tzoa itself, we say that lechatchila one should not be meikel. As far as what is dagan, so the Mishnah Brura mentions, dagan doesn't necessarily mean bread or cake. Hot cereal, cooked cereal would be just as good. Any of the chameshes, meaning dagan, any of the species of grain that has been cooked, if the child is developed enough whereby any child of that strength and that size would be capable of digesting it, then even though this child hasn't eaten it, one would have to distance himself from his tzoa. The Mishnah Brura brings down that there is an inyan of avoiding the tzoa of even the youngest child from when he is 8 days old. Lechatchila, one should distance himself from his tzoa. This is a lechatchila, b'di'evit, certainly one would not have to daven over again, or say shema over again. Siv beis. Hayakora v'ra tzoa kenegdo. He was saying shema, and then he realized that there's tzoa in front of him. Yelech kadesh yizrkeno me'achrav arba amos. what he should do is walk in a way that it'll be behind him for Amis. Whereas if he cannot walk further, he'll have to just go to the side. So if it cannot be a full dollar Amis behind him, at least dollar Amis to the side. But of course, he could not be facing that from any, for facing it from any distance. Now, what happens if he was in the middle of saying Shema and realized it? What about everything that he's already said before that point? It says the Machaber, "V'ein tzorech lachzor el lamakom shepasak." He only has to go back to the place that he was up to. In other words, what he said before he realized that he is Yotza. Rabbeinu Yonah, im hayu b'makom she'elo losas alibo she'esham tzoa tzorech lachzor l'rosh. Rabbeinu Yonah's shita is that if this is something that you should have understood, you should have checked beforehand and didn't, you're called a poshea, and the tefillah is a toeva, and b'di'eved, you would have to say Shema over again. And although the Machaber is talking about Shema, it's clear from the Gemara that the same thing goes for tefillah. Mishnah Berurah brings this. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that a person should always be careful to check Malo Einav. He should always make sure that not only is he not next to Tzoa, but he also cannot see it. And as a result of it, he would make him say Shema or Daven over again. This does not apply to Meir Raglayim, which is only a Derabbanan. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah paskins not like Rabbeinu Yonah. He says the Yikar HaDin is like the first Deya, like Rav Rishonim, that one would not have to Daven over again unless it was Mamish, a place where one should have suspected it. But in terms of Stam, there's no need to actually go and check every area when you're about to say Shema.